interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Let's start with some drive-through rage. For those of you going through the drive-through this morning at your favorite place to get a breakfast sandwich or a coffee, whatever it is, the rage comes to us from McDonald's. And the rage reason? Sauce shorting.
Uh-oh.
From Florida. A man argued with a McDonald's worker over not getting sauce with his order. Then he attacked some busybody who tried to intervene in all of this. This 48-year-old guy went to the McDonald's drive-through window on foot April 16th. Witnesses told police that this guy began screaming and cursing at a server at the window about not getting his sauce. When a bystander approached and told this guy, "Hey, man, settle down. It's only sauce." Well,
settle down. Guy it's said, only sauce.
"You mind your own business." And he punched him. And the two began to fight and roll around there in the drive-thru while another employee had to go out there and try to break this thing up. And off they went. Then they took their dispute down the road where this guy tried to shoot the other guy. But then the gun didn't go off. All of this over some sauce dispute. This would have to be what? Nuggets? Is that the main sauce thing
probably.
At McDonald's? It probably is.
You know, last time through Taco Time, they asked if we wanted any hot sauce and said, yeah, throw four or five of them in there. And then when we got home, realized they'd only put like two in there. And I was frosted a little bit. But then I remembered that someone had given us the Taco Time salsa bottle that they sell in stores, you know?
And Taco Time sells their stuff in stores?
Yeah,
now?
They do. And we had the whole bottle in there. I was like, ha ha! Short meat. I got it. How about this? You had that story about the Woodland Park Zoo, and they're going to have to part ways with Water Lily, their 45-year-old hippo. And they're discontinuing their hippo enclosure. In Japan, at Osaka's Tennoji Zoo, they have a hippo named Jen-chan. And they got this hippo 7 years ago from the Mexico Safari, the Mexico's Africa Safari, their zoo. That's when the hippo came over. And they said they were told there at the Japan Zoo that the animal was a male. Well, then they started observing, you know, Jen-chan, and he's not exhibiting male hippo behavior, John. One of the things that was missing that's typical with male hippos.
What, he wasn't watching the Super Bowl? What was his deal?
They say male hippos are known for whipping their tails in a propeller-like motion while defecating to mark their territory. And Jen-chan was not doing that. The hippo also failed to make courtship calls to the other females. And caretakers were never able to identify any male genitalia.
Now, what do you think a courtship call is? Do you think he's arriving with flowers in his mouth, or do you think he's just going right to work?
Jen-chan, after 7 years at the Osaka Zoo, they said, we got to do a DNA test. And they actually found out Jen-chan is a female. And they said, you know, when they sent the animal over at 5 years old, it was still a child, and they told us it was male. So we never bothered to look. But then when he wasn't doing the helicopter tail thing, when he was defecating and marking his territory, and he wasn't hitting on the ladies, we gave the 12-year-old hippo a DNA test and found out Jen-chan is actually a female. They will not be changing the name, but they will be changing their entrance exams that they do instead of just taking other zoos' words for it.
Yeah, you probably... do your own inspection. But you'd think that there would be some kind of yearly checkup, a physical with the hippo, where they would acquire that information. All right, if your business is knowingly selling something illegal, you want to keep that on the down low, right? You don't want that out there on Front Street. Well, in Ohio, a vape shop got busted for illegally selling weed. It was right there on the sign. They call themselves the best bud shop. They're a vape shop, and they're illegally selling weed. The other day, officers moved in and removed large amounts of suspected marijuana. There were some complaints in the neighborhood, that, you know, from people who suspected that these guys were selling dope, selling pot, rather, inside the Best Buds place. So the cops go in there, and, yeah, they cart out all this marijuana. They cart out 18 weapons, and the investigation is just getting started right now. It says in the story, the shop is now temporarily closed by the owner.
Best Buds.
Like they're going to get another chance to reopen that, yeah.